Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Even as bad news and negative reports become the new normal, you can still expect your best days to be ahead of you. It's easy to be worn down by hopelessness, but regardless of who you are or what condition your life is in, you can't function successfully without hope in God. Make a quality decision to step out into the new thing God has for you. Never assume that where you've been or where you are is as good as it gets. And when your goal or your situation seems impossible, keep in mind that nothing is impossible for God. Whether you're anxious about the future or you're going through a personal storm right now, let this uplifting message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled Have Hope in God, breathe fresh hope into your heart. Break free from wrong believing that holds you back from your blessed future in Christ. Let's join in.
Having hope is always vital. It has been vital throughout the ages, and it's just as vital today. A new year calls us to reflect on where we have been and to look to where we are going. Everyone knows 2021 was a painful year. Some people lost loved ones, some lost jobs, some even lost hope. After such a difficult year, full of change and uncertainty, we are all holding out for a fresh start in the new year, even though there is still so much uncertainty. The situation around the globe has changed a lot since the pandemic. This has led to an economic crisis. People are losing their jobs. Prices at the markets and shops are rising sharply. Many families struggle to afford food. Across some countries, the healthcare system has collapsed. We need to have hope when situations and circumstances seem hopeless. And we need to believe that it will be well because we serve a God of new things. Let me refer you to a text of scripture which reminds us that our God is a God of new things. And that's Isaiah chapter 43, and I'm reading verses 18 to 19 in the NIV version. If you have your Bible, you can open with me as I read along. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 19, the NIV version. So these verses from the book of Isaiah promise something brand new to us, and God encourages us to keep our eyes open to see it. We all need newness in our lives. We yearn for it, and we must continually seek out the new to replace and refresh the old. No matter what happened last year or even last night, God is faithful to His word. That's very important. God is in the business of providing new things. As He says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Or shall you not perceive it?" That's what God is asking you and me. It's hard to put things behind us, especially things that have troubled or upset us deeply. If you read this text of scripture in context, the prophet Isaiah was writing to God's people who had been taken away to another land as slaves to look to the future because it was time for new things, new ways to go. There was a new hope, and that's actually the context. In the wilderness, we all know there is no path to see, and you cannot be sure which way to go. Do you return to the start or find a new destination? The landscape all looks the same. If you are in a place that feels dark and confusing, like the wilderness, He is the God who makes way in the wilderness. This is the God that I'm preaching to you right now. Have hope in God. He is a God of new things. He makes way in the wilderness. Hallelujah. If you are in a place that feels hopeless and barren, He is God who causes streams to flow in wastelands. That's the scripture we just read. A wasteland bears no fruit and doesn't seem to sustain much life. But when a stream flows, life returns with an abundance of animals, flowers, and fruit. My friend, have hope in God. He is a God of new things. He is about to do new things to surprise you, my friend. Don't let anybody tell you that the future is bleak. Don't. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? God is asking you and me. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. That's what He's speaking through the prophet Isaiah to us. So what does a new thing look like for you? Did you know that God longs to do a new thing in and through you? Not just once, but every single day. He wants to do new thing in you. He wants to do new thing through you. Today or this week or this month not only presents us with the gift of a new year, it presents us with the gift of a new day, gift of a new week, gift of a new month, and God is about to do a new thing. So have hope in Him. Neither you nor I know what this year will hold, for that we don't know. But we do know that God is calling us to look ahead of us and forget the former things. Don't dwell on what you cannot change. Simply receive the new thing God is going to do in your life this year. And I pray that you will cling to it and receive in Jesus' name. It is through Jesus that we can build our hope and confidence and seek a fresh start. Because Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. He does new things. There are new ways, new opportunities, and new hope. A future that is rooted in Jesus provides a clear pathway in the wilderness and life to the wasteland to enable us to flourish, to bear fruit, to see new opportunities, and to make a difference. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Now Jesus is the one to put our trust in. He is really the one for a sure future, a sure foundation, because He is the way and the life. Jesus is our sure foundation as we move into a future assured of hope and a fresh start in Him and through Him. Whatever new thing you need, expect it. Yes, let me tell you again. Whatever new thing you need this year, expect it. Look for it and move towards it. I encourage you to readjust your focus and ask God to show you what He is doing. What kind of new thing do you want? Answer the question for yourself. More than ever before, God wants you to trust Him to do great things in you and through you. He is your only hope because He is a God of new things. And I want to encourage you to have a brave, bold, confident faith in Christ to step out and do whatever He calls you to do, especially when you don't understand everything He is doing. It is amazing what can happen when we courageously venture out of our little worlds and begin to embrace God's wider kingdom. Ask God to surprise you with His goodness and favor. He is God of more than enough. He is God of surprises. He is God of new things. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we expect or ask, according to the power that works in us. God is inviting you into something new that He is about to do in your life. He will guide, He will lead, He will strengthen you to cooperate with Him in His grand plan for your life. It's easy to say God is doing something new in my life this year, but that doesn't mean you can just sit back and do nothing while we watch God to do a miracle. We are partners with God. Our part is to believe what He says and do anything He asks us to do to cooperate with His plan. God's part is to do what you cannot do. God wants us to stir up our faith and start believing He will do new and greater things than we have known in the past. God is about to do new and greater things than we have known in the past. He wants to do miracles in your life, but you must put your trust in Him. Put your hope in Him. Release your faith and keep believing God, trusting that He can and will make a way for you when there seems to be no way at all. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. That's Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 to 17. Then our main scripture, don't forget it, it says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. So, my friend, hold on to God's word. He is saying that He's about to do new things in your life. Yes, has God given you a word? I'm sure if you didn't know, this is even the main word for you. Yes, He has indeed. He has said also, even though He says He's doing a new thing, that's not the only thing. There are so many scriptures that we can stand on. He says He will supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. If He did say that to you and you have known it, then stand on His word. All this revolves around seeking first the kingdom of God. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then obviously your future is bleak. God loves you. He wants to help you. He wants to do a new thing in your life. And if you will, you may receive Christ right now and pray this prayer after me, speaking every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.